What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Greg Ehrenberg here for Awesome Odds, and we are back talking more Thursday night football. We've got the Cowboys. We've got the Saints. I guess on paper, in theory, this game sounds like a can't miss. Having seen what we saw on Thanksgiving, I know some of you might be a little suspect with these teams, but you know what? From a betting standpoint, that may present opportunities for us, and we're going to talk about that right away. I will say, before you guys get to the picks, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and if you are a new user getting started with betting and you haven't been to BetMGM, use the link in the description of this video. Sign up, deposit $10 or more, you're going to get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. In addition, we're going to give you 3 free months of Awesomo Plus Platinum. What that means, you're going to be covered for all sports, for betting and DFS. All the tools that Greg, myself, and the whole team use day-to-day, you're going to get that for 3 months just for that deposit. Take advantage of that. Greg, we'll be honest. There's a lot of unknowns in this game. There's COVID situations with the Cowboys. Kamara looks like he's trending upward, but we haven't got confirmation. So I just want to ask you before we dive into the picks, what do you do with something like that? Do you wait and see, or do you say, I'm going to take the risk in some spots?
Yeah, so for me personally, there's nothing. I don't have any bets on this game at the moment. If there's something that I think is going to look promising or something we're going to have project really well in our player props tools over on Odd Chopper, then yeah, that's something I would be looking into tomorrow. But it is pretty hard now for a couple of reasons. Number one, there are a lot of guys we don't know the status of. But then number two, there aren't that many lines up for this game as a result of that. If you go look on, you know, sports books for player props from the Saints side of the game, there's nothing because we don't know for sure who the starting quarterback is. We don't know for sure if Alvin Kamara is playing. We don't know for sure if Mark Ingram is playing. Those are all key pieces from a player props perspective. Now, it appears that Taysom Hill is going to be starting quarterback. We don't know that for sure, but he's practicing with the first team. We've got Trevor Siemian practicing with the second team. So that is definitely something that's going to impact how I and you are viewing this game as well.
No doubt about it. I do think there's a couple things that you can kind of create value by inferring. And what I'm going to do here to get my card started is do that with the Cowboys. I see them at -4.5. I do think that if you are able to wait, you could see -4s come out if, say, Kamara's ruled in and Taysom Hill's available. And I don't think that that's that big of a deal. Obviously, Kamara's a playmaker. But right now, the Saints are a team that I just don't know if they've got the personnel. And yes, you could say what you want about Dallas. What we do know, Dak Prescott is good. CeeDee Lamb is practicing. The concussion is old news. He's going to be there. They've got the running backs. We'll see about Amari. Obviously, you'd love to have him as a Cowboys backer. But I think the core is intact. Was I disappointed on Thanksgiving? Yeah, obviously, losing to the Raiders. But they did put up 33 points. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. And I think in a game like this, points could be at a somewhat premium. And that's because of the Saints' inability to score. So I look at Dallas. I know they're going on the road. And like I said, they are not nearly as good as maybe they looked at earlier in the year, but they are playing a team that, it, to me, is really struggling. They have no identity, and they are just coming off disappointing effort after disappointing effort, and that was highlighted. I know the Bills are a good team, but they scored 6 points on Thanksgiving, talking about the Saints. They've lost many in a row. I'm going to back the Cowboys. I think you can wait, but there is no doubt for me that in the 4 and a 4.5 range, the value is on the Dallas side.
Yeah, and you said you think points could be at a premium. I like the under in this game, and Trevor Siemian looked absolutely terrible on Thanksgiving, and now it looks like they're going to go with Taysom Hill as starting quarterback. So Taysom Hill, he was sort of available to play on Thanksgiving. He was on the sidelines. He wasn't wearing a helmet. He was dealing with a foot injury. They said he would have played if there was an actual absolute emergency situation, which that didn't quite pop up, although maybe a lot of people would have said the situation the Saints were in at halftime with their offense, maybe that was an emergency situation. But so we're going to see Taysom Hill in all likelihood start a quarterback for the Saints. And a couple of things with him at QB. First of all, do I think he's overall going to be better than Trevor Siemian? Yeah, probably. But then number two, also, he's going to run the ball a ton, and that's really going to slow the game down. You look at some of the starts that he had last year, and just pulling up the last few that he had. Against the Falcons, he ran the ball 14 times. Against Denver, he ran the ball 10 times. Against the Falcons, he ran the ball 10 times. As a result, the totals in those games, 37 total points scored in the game against the Falcons, 34 in the game against Denver. In the game, another game against the Falcons, 33 points. So those were 3 starts for Taysom Hill. Just the way that he's going to be running the ball in all likelihood at the QB position, it slows the game down a lot. And then also, as for Alvin Kamara being back, remember last year, Ben, Alvin Kamara never got targeted by Taysom Hill in the passing game. So I think this is a situation where Alvin Kamara being back, it doesn't matter that much if Taysom Hill is quarterback, because it's not something who they really connected well or figured out a good game plan with them together last year. So I expect this to be a pretty low scoring game.
There's no doubt. Again, I think the Saints, they have some pieces, but this is a far cry from Michael Thomas and Kamara and not even Breeze. Not to say that Breeze was playing that good. They were functioning at such a high level, and now I really don't see it. Yes, they are very strong against the run, and I do take that into account. But again, points at a premium, that's good for you. And for my final pick, it actually dovetails perfectly with that, with Taysom Hill. I like the under, and I don't do this a ton. The team total for the Saints is something I want to target. I have found 21 and a halves out there, so you can spot them 3 touchdowns. I'm going to go under. They're to me, this is a team that has no identity. You mentioned Taysom Hill. I think the Saints' best chance is to up the variance. And what I mean by that, when you run less plays in a game and you take more time, things matter more. Fluky turnover matters a lot more in a game where you only run, say, close to 50 plays than close to 100 plays. And for me, I think the Saints' best chance is to slow the game down and try to control it. I think they will be unsuccessful doing that, but I do think that's what they're going to try to do. Having seen what they did against Buffalo, it's pretty clear if they fall behind early, they don't have the personnel to come back. So what do I think? Run heavy game plan, try to pound it with Taysom Hill, gadget plays. I think that we'll get that to middling success. As I said, I back the Cowboys, but what I back maybe even more than that is that the Saints aren't going to be able to manufacture, 24 plus points in a game like this. I think they fall in the teens somewhere. If they fall behind, I don't think they'll have answers. And if they try a ground heavy attack, as you talked about, I think both sides could see points at a premium. That really helps both of us. So, Greg, I know we didn't touch player props. You can check those out at Odd Chopper throughout the week. When we get information, they will update in real time. No reason not to do that. Anything else you want to say about what could be one of the uglier Thursday night games we've talked about?
No, at least on the positive side, the teams aren't on a short week. Both of them played on Thanksgiving. That's so true. At least there's not the short rest situation.
We definitely have that in our favor. And honestly, again, I know it's an ugly game, but when you're talking about it from a betting standpoint, that provides opportunities. I think that if you can get some insight into what the Saints are going to do at quarterback, and you can kind of extract, okay, as you did, you referenced, this team is different with Taysom Hill. You can't just look at the game log from Simeon and from Jameis. I think we see a different attack and we can bet accordingly. So on that note, we're going to bounce on out of here. You've got 3 picks. Stay tuned for more content at Awesome Odds, and go check out Odd Chopper, 100% free, oddchopper.com. Give it a look and let us know what you think in the comments. Good luck this week. Enjoy Thursday Night Football, and we'll talk to you guys soon.